You gotta go ahead. Let's see. I think we're live.
Live.
Yeah, let's see. And we're live.
And wake up.
Wake up, Thomas. Wake up, DJ Ideal.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I actually have the Westmith Variety Show thing over here today, so
oh,
I don't have to hold
official.
It up. Oh, dude, we're so working on getting this all straight. All right, so bear with it. I don't think we have anybody live watching at the moment, but no problem. But this is an impromptu Sunday, which is partly why. So let's see.
Impromptu, I mean.
What's going on? Before we get into our chess match, that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, how it's set up.
We're going off the grid. We're going off the grid from the normal non-variety show format, and we're going to have a game of chess and just chat with chat with my man DJ.
What do you normally do?
San Diego, California. What's that?
What do you normally do? Not chess.
We usually just talk, man. Because usually we have Kelly, who's in New York,
right?
And then I'm here, and then we'll have a guest from wherever. So I've been trying to do more of them with people from San Diego. And so I thought it was funny. I don't know who came up with the chess idea. I don't know if it was you or if it was Kelly.
She was asking me what my hobbies are.
Oh, is one chess? Are you gonna leave me, dude?
No. I don't, besides work and music, I don't really do any other hobbies.
Well, then you can copy mine. It may be learning chess is what this might be today.
Yeah, so like I started playing on my solo times. I play chess on my phone.
Oh, all right.
But I played as a kid. So.
Me too, dude. I'm not good.
No, I
just copy, just copy this pattern.
I have to figure out what you're doing.
So anybody hanging out today or watch this in the future, you can get some good San Diego discussion and watch us flail at chess.
Flail? I don't know. Flail. I mean, actually, that's how I played.
While Thomas is getting his pieces set up, here's what I got going on. I'll go through. You got any events coming up? Anything coming up you want to just mention?
Blah, blah, blah.
Gigs, music, anything?
Well, I think I have a gig in New York.
Oh, sweet.
Going to be out there next week.
Oh, yeah, you said you're leaving on Wednesday or something.
Yeah. Yeah, for that, I'm going to play at Techno Taco Tuesday in Vegas.
Nice.
At the end of February. I think. Oh, yeah, El Camino with the Travel Out West guy.
El Camino, the Mexican restaurant? Bar.
It's a bar.
It's got that outdoor space in there.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I like that place.
Yeah. That'd be cool. We did that last month, and it went really well.
Nice.
Yeah,
we looked at doing a daytime thing there maybe a year or so ago before we did the ones over here at PB.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe we'll do something there. I don't
know. Well, Camila used to go off like.
Did it? Nice. I like the space. I like the restaurant, but I've never been there the first party I went there and saw, which made me realize what that outside looks like when they clear all the chairs, was a night base thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, AC cool. Slater just did it was like him and one of the other guys, I don't remember who now, it was like 2 years ago, and it was like Sunday or Saturday before Cross.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
So like, I think Hot Fire played. Yeah, it was fun, dude. Yeah. So like Hot Fire played at like 11 in the morning, dude. And I had just met them like maybe a few weeks before, and I was like, let me know when your next gig is, or I'll follow your Instagram or whatever. And I saw that, so I went. I was like, what time are y'all on at 11? And then
morning.
He was like, whoa, man. And
wait,
then he played it like, and then someone else played, I think, and then he might, maybe AC Slater played at like maybe 1 to 3 or something like that. And it was fun, and it was just like a friends and family. Like if you found out about it, then you made it, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was a cover, but it was kind of a cool way to do it because I think he was playing at Cross later that night. So it was kind of like, I don't
surprise
think they really wanted to promote it,
yeah.
Like a pop up, you know, like maybe they couldn't promote it, but it was like people knew they saw the email list.
Right.
So yeah, it was fun.
That's
cool.
A good time. I like those creative ideas.
He's a great DJ, man. Like I had heard him play at night bass up in at his party up in LA. And I can't say that I really got to like process it, you know, like I was just there partying, having fun, whatever, like usual. And but then when I got to hear him during the day, like, you know, that goes to like hearing someone play during the day when there's 20 people,
yeah,
the whole different fucking ball of wax.
Yeah.
Just like it's all light, everybody's tasty, like everyone's watching everything. And it was really good time.
Awake, that's the
exactly
awareness part.
So one of my I got some gadgets here.
What kind of gadgets?
Well, I got these wireless, what do they call them, AirPods, you know? And
oh yeah,
I love these things.
The reason they forced us out of them.
What's that?
The reason that they forced us out of the
So
they work good or what?
They do. They're fantastic. But I'm always afraid I'm going to lose this thing because it's just, you know, they're like $100 or maybe more.
Is that the charger?
Yeah, they're in there. Cool. And it charges as well. So there's a battery in there. And then, you know, So anyway, I got this thing when I was at that United by Bass party and Soul Work, United by Bass. I had United by Bass guys over at Blonde, like on Saturday, I think.
The daytime, the nighttime?
The daytime thing, yeah. I was there during the day. I forget the guys, Evlo's, he's a drum and bass dude here, does some stuff. He's friends with Evlo. And he turned me on to this little case maker. So this thing's kind of cool.
Cool.
So if you're looking for a case for your AirPods,
why not get some AirPods
it's like a little... It's like a little life jacket, dude.
I'm not pulling up yet.
That's intense, bro. That's intense, dude. I went deep.
Did they jump? Did they like they fall out? That's my
Man. I run them. I run in them like 6-7 miles. Yeah, like I trail running everything. The time they'll fall out where you don't kind of expect it is like if you take your shirt off or put one on while they're in, then it pulls the ends and they fly out. So I've had that happen like a couple times when I'm out there flexing my beach muscles.
I've been kind of like my ears are one's way bigger than the other. And so unless they
feel I can tell, dude. Yeah.
Not
just for anybody watching, you can't tell, but it's the one on the other side.
The hole.
Fucking Dumbo, man.
What is the whole thing?
All right, dude. Someone's gotta make a move to start.
You make a move. It's your house.
You're the guest, please.
And if you guys want to chip, like
big starts, big starts, right?
It's all about the big. The start is very important.
Pardon me, eating my slice, finishing it while we're on there. But
well, you said you were on a diet, so obviously the pizza diet.
Not on a diet.
Pizza diet's not doing well.
Not on one. Just run. I just got back into running and stuff again.
Yeah.
Be like a clock.
I haven't played like that since then. Like,
I hear like
one elementary.
I hear like I never eat on the podcast because all the times I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, he always if he has a guest that comes on and eats, he always makes him stop, and he says it's like the most annoying thing for everybody listening to a podcast, and someone's like smacking their lips.
Yeah.
So I apologize ahead of time, but I had to eat.
But they can't hear it as well.
Not that well. Because we don't have really close mics. Like they do on
where's your mic here?
It's just running off the over here.
Oh really?
Right here. Yeah.
The internal one, really?
Yeah. It records good enough. Pretty good. You're out of it. My goal for this thing has always been to one of my goals from the very beginning. This is episode 39.
I noticed. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like one of my goals from the very beginning was not to get into a lot of pre or post production with this. You know, like more like and we really started doing it before like the Facebook Live thing exploded, you know, not long before, but maybe a couple of months because we were using Google Hangouts to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, which had been around, but started getting kind of popular.
39, that's.
It's almost 2 years now. So it's been like one every other week. That was the original plan. So it's almost like 2 years now.
That's really good.
Dude, it goes by fast, man.
It does go by fast, especially like if it's a constant thing. What's been what was your initial goal behind starting?
None. Zero goal.
Do this?
It was, you know what happened was,
because like, you're a busy guy. So.
No, what happened was, it's easy for me to do. Well, that's why I didn't want to do any pre or post production, because that would make it become like a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, for time. This is easy, man. I just have somebody come over, hang out, talk a little bit about their music stuff or whatever's going on. And then Kelly takes it after it's done and she just we just bounce the audio off the video. So it'll be on YouTube automatically and then we just bounce the audio off the video. And then that's what we do the video. We don't do the video on the podcast. We just video podcasts are annoying, dude.
There's some that are entertaining.
Well, they just take too long, like to load, like on mobile. Yeah, they just take too long to load. They're like everybody, like anybody who's on them gets like can get really they like get really particular about being on camera and stuff. I mean, like I really don't care for me personally, but
you got your look down.
Oh, these are all artwork from the album. That's like artwork from an album.
It's from the Game On Tour video game soundtrack.
Remember when I saw you playing with that Vegas thing. Oh yeah, did you at the EDM Biz?
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I remember seeing you there. Did I see you there?
I saw you like while I was walking by. I don't remember when I came back. What time did you went there?
Okay. Yeah, we definitely didn't hang out and talk or chat or anything.
You're up.
This may be the beginning of like how we time the episodes. We may do like a one chess match episode. So if somebody loses.
Well, it depends on how good. People interact.
They probably won't today because like I had said, we didn't do a lot of promotion ahead of time. I could just talk to Kelly.
How's that?
She's not in here today. Usually she takes care of that. Like while it's live, because we're hanging out talking, it's kind of hard.
How was that meanest thing?
I didn't go to San Francisco. She did. I didn't get to talk to her yet. I don't know what she did. I played it last year, so she was there this year.
It looked great.
Oh, it's an amazing party. Breakfast of Champions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just helped them promote it this year, you know.
And they used your track for the promo?
Yeah, that was nice enough. That was cool. Wow.
That's cool. What would you end up doing a gig?
I don't know. I'd stay around here. I was just getting ready for the. I mean, I would have done one if there was a really good one that came about, but I don't like to do them just for the sake of doing them on New Year's. New Year's gets crazy. What did you do? Did you do a play party on New Year's?
I did not, actually. The Saturday before, I ended up going to OMFG at the Valley B event. Retarded, sold out.
That's a big LED event or something?
I saw Dylan Francis. Interviewed Nightmare.
You're up. Oh, you did?
Yeah, myself and Samantha, the program director at Funny. We did that, and then I hung out at the party for a bit, and then I ended up just going to my buddy's spot in downtown and bringing like the music, like 20, 30 people. Way different than the past few years.
So for anyone who listens later, they're gonna be like, "What's all the space in there?" It's because we're playing chess.
Oh, that's really funny.
So you asked partly why I started doing this was I don't generally really have like a problem being extroverted anyway, but I thought doing this would be fun because it's it does teach you like you learn a lot about just kind of how people interact online and I also find it interesting like. The most we've ever had in here, like live, is like, I don't think there's any in here now, but the most we've ever had like live is like maybe up to 20, you know? And I mean, I'm sure if it was like a mixed show or something, it would, you know, have more, but it's not. So, gotta make sure I don't like screw this up while I'm talking to you.
That's what happened. So whenever it gets quiet,
that's why this is going to be challenging, Whenever it gets quiet, because we're trying to play chess. Getting all like, all hyped.
That's what I think makes it a little more challenging.
There we go.
Talk, hope, and then play.
Yeah.
And know, and to be aware of them. They're out there. I can hear them.
Well, so later, like, usually the YouTube video, like I said, it gets like actually the least amount of interaction. Then when we push out the audio, I don't know, man. I mean, how, you know, when we do them like scheduled on a Wednesday, it's like, how many people have time to like hang out and listen on your schedule, right?
It better be ours.
You know.
Yeah. But what a beauty that you can
play. But we'll get like 500 like plays of the podcast like later.
Yeah, that's the beauty that they can replay. Yeah. And you have a pretty broad demographic and reach.
Definitely,
and they kind of lock that.
These are new schools. I had the desk version of it because in there I had like the studio desk thing.
Comfortable.
This is new. This table.
Yeah, so it's very. That's the other.
Not really been here today.
How long have you been in here?
I've been in and out of this office space for like 5 years. I was over there before in a different spot. And then when I had the opportunity to get both of these together, put the door in between, and I took it. I really didn't need it, but I thought that's a rare opportunity, so I'll get it in case, you know, like I expand stuff or something.
Yeah.
And it just turned out I really didn't need it. I mean, there's never more than like two or three people here, so it's not. We just did a better layout. I think this table works.
Yes, chess. How are you liking your transition to San Diego?
What's that?
How are you liking your transition to San Diego?
I mean, I've been
quite the spot to be. I know, but pick quite the spot to be in San Diego. I totally forgot what it was like to be in TV.
On the side. I love it here, man.
I know it's very pleasing to the eye. It's like,
it's not the best place to be if you're actually in a relationship. I don't talk about Pacific Beach a lot when we're on here, but I don't think people actually know that maybe we're in Pacific Beach,
right?
Just San Diego.
San Diego. Yeah.
So for anyone listening, this is Pacific Beach is where we are, and it's where the studio is, and it's like the mecca of college.
Yeah.
It's really the mecca of like college beach.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah.
So it's touristy.
Touristy. Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather.
Awesome beach.
Surfing. You know, I was out with a friend last night, and she was like, "Even the police look good here." She's like, "What is there some requirement that you can't be a patrol here at night unless you're hot?"
Yeah, right.
I was like, "I don't know, man. Probably could be."
Yeah. It's just San Diego, you know.
Yeah, it is kind of high percentage.
Yeah, it's like what you pictured with surfers and all that, like that.
High percentage. But how long did you live in California? Born and raised here?
I was born in Mexico City. I came out here like in 89, 90. Been here ever since. I went to school in Santa Cruz for a few years. Yeah, I used to Santa Cruz. It was like really awesome. Great.
What's a slug? Oh, dude.
I just took his queen, by the way.
Queen down.
Bam.
Not paying attention. At least it wasn't a pawn that took it, you know, like it was like your bishop took my queen. That was just such a foul move.
Yeah. Bye, buddy.
So then how long have you been doing music here? Or were you into it before you moved here?
Before I moved back to New York? No, yeah, I started DJing. I started learning to DJ when I was 15. I started listening to dance music when I was
8, 9.
Yeah. It's been 20 plus year venture now.
It's amazing to me how many people have been in this EDM collectively scene for so long.
Yeah.
Electronic dance. Which is cool. Music. Yeah, which is cool. Yeah. I mean, it's interchangeable to me. Like, we can talk about it, you know, like
this genre. Question,
like, what do you think EDM? Yeah, like what do you like? To me, it just means electronic dance music. I couldn't care less about, but I don't. Yeah, like it's all that to me. And I just use that word all the time.
I mean,
I don't really care.
I remember the moment that I was like on SD Ravers, and I had to post all these events and electronic dance music, and I just wanted to abbreviate it.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were electronic dance music events we were promoting.
I don't know how somebody can get upset about the three letters EDM. and not upset about electronic gaming. That to me is one of the silliest things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't care. I just kind of
EDM as a genre or EDM as a term.
There's absolutely no separation for me. I couldn't care less.
To me, I really to me either. Less.
If I go to Crossed or a night based night or Basement, all mm-hmm. the big you know stuff, mm-hmm. you know, but some yeah. listening or Kava. And here's how I think about it. If I'm going to go to any of those things, and I'm going to introduce somebody who's maybe never been before, just call it EDM, dude. They're not going to grasp below that, but right. they get that. They know that's electronic dance music.
Yeah. But EDM also has a term for a almost kind of genre that people.
Yeah, but they don't know
right?
that.
They don't know that yet.
So that's my point. Is the right. top level, to me, the top level definition EDM is just dance music.
Yes, I agree.
People don't care. Purists and house music and yeah. that's all bullshit, man. To me, it's just complete bullshit. You know,
it's the I don't know if I told you about that. I've been using this musical morals term. It feels like people have these like really tight feelings about what they it means to them.
Well, so, that makes sense. You know, that I don't have a problem.
That attachment to yeah. it, then that's what creates the segregation of the sounds and genres.
Yeah.
And then that turns into people.
Oh, I thought you meant to the dance music in general. No. You're talking about like, yeah, like, so like,
the mean, terminology.
You mean things like where you hear people say our community
yeah.
or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that. Right. I'm always like, what do you mean? What community are you talking yeah. about? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
San Diego? You know, like, I don't understand what they mean by
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think I understand what they're trying to say is just to, they're not really trying to make it a positive or negative thing. No, right. I don't think no. they mean that at all. I think they're just generally talking about the dance music community and just, and it's usually like
in
usually,
a sector.
Yeah, you usually hear it when somebody's like trying to improve on things. Hey, such and such happened and that was stupid. Let's not have our community be recognized like that.
Yeah.
Right. So in that sense, I think it's very positive. Right?
Yeah.
Like trying to say, hey, everybody at all the things that do all the parties, whatever, like don't be dumb.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
you know that's an interesting one.
Yeah. And
at least you know, LA I feel like hasn't been happening as much because they have events all the time. But in San Diego there's times when you'll have one event, you know, one night or one day time when there's like five or six big events at the same time.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. This is tough. By the way, anybody listening now or later, is this is hard to play chess and talk.
I'm gonna live stream you.
Oh, snap. You are. Oh, snap. Instagram. It's your turn.
My turn. Hello, people. Here's Wes Smith.
Get my ass whooped. Chive.
You got better ones than us.
How crazy. You know that site. Is that site still around? The What's Chive?
Is it still around?
Is it still around? Around. Yeah, that used to be all the rage, man. But I don't see the shirts and stuff. I don't know. Still the thing.
Yeah, I'm going to
try and Yeah, so like on the genre thing, I think like the one place it makes some sense is when you're trying to buy it. Like, I kind of get that, right? Because
you need people to understand what
yeah,
the sound
if,
is.
Yeah, if you're going to go to a party.
We're talking about genre.
Yeah. If you're going to go to a party, it seems to be usually more like you're going because of a particular artist, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think the genres don't make so much sense in terms of describing a party, right? Like, who needs to put. Who needs to put out their flyer and say that it's maybe something specialty like drum and bass? I guess it might.
I love them all. But that's the thing.
But you already know.
Everybody loves all the genres.
But people already know, though, if they're going to go to it. If you're going to go to a party, like an SD Union party, that is drum and bass artists,
like you already kind of know that if you're gonna go. So
yeah, but not if you're new.
But they don't call it a drum band. But they even they don't put like no like Basement doesn't put like the genre of the music on their promotion, right? Nobody does.
They also don't have to. They're mainly all now 18 of Basement.
Yeah, but they don't. But they still don't put that even though it's a delineation.
Right.
But so I'm just saying, like, I think the place it does make sense is when you're trying to buy it.
Yeah.
Like as a DJ, if you're trying to buy it, you need some level of organization.
Right.
And that's.
But they can't all say EDM either.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. That I agree. That's where I think it makes sense. Is trying to buy it.
But what about the people that believe that EDM is genre?
That's okay. I mean,
so if you spread it out of like dance music, would it make more sense? Should it stop being abbreviated? When
I guess the thing I'm saying is like I almost never really use genres unless I'm trying to buy it. Yeah, outside of that, if I'm just talking about if someone says what kind of music's gonna get across, just EDM.
That's what I'll say. Because you can't call techno and tech house and house EDM, or else
to me it all
get pissed.
I don't care. You can see how much I'm concerned.
There's not a lot of people like you. Like, if you look at your Westmith catalog, you have like every genre, basically.
I would say there's like, probably like in terms of how you would buy it, there's probably five genres. I don't have any of like the big room trance bangers. I don't have any of the like pure what I would call minimal techno. I don't have any of that in the catalog that I've made. I don't have any.
But think of your breaks. You didn't just do one type of break.
No, totally. I agree. Right. There's a lot of variety, and I like that. For, you know, that's just what I'm into. But I would have no problem if someone is like, oh, what kind of music do you make? It's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
I think get pissed at that.
I don't know.
Okay, what else? What else? Seriously. You remember breaks people used to be like, breaks or die. Nah.
It's still that way.
Well, all 10 of them?
All 10 of them. No, there's like 50.
Yeah, that's the purest thing. It's pretty interesting. Eventually they do evolve.
You know, and then more will come in. There's always just an ebb and flow to it, you know, like all these genres, drum and bass and
so the breaks come back.
Glitch hop and all that. They all, I don't think they ever go away. They just flux, you know, new people come in, some people go out, some people go to another genre or style or get out of the scene altogether, kids and families and whatever. So, is it my turn?
It is. I think it's your turn.
Dude, I just took the phone.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You have a strategy?
I don't, not right now.
Is chess live to you?
You can bet I'm going to have a strategy the next time I play something here. Wednesday, we got Payam coming in.
Oh, yeah?
Cool. Yeah, Payam and one of his buddies, they're coming in, and we might have to play chess. And hopefully, I'll brush up and do a little better at that time.
Maybe this is what's going to kick off the chess series here.
I think it's going to. I'm down with it for sure. I have no problem with that.
I think chess is live.
Chess is life.
It is. Like,
or it's live a fantastic chess. Game. Sorry. That's it's what I fantastic
meant. Game. I meant to do that.
Yeah. It's a fantastic game. That'll say.
That'll be a pawn.
Don't be a pawn. Don't be a pawn. So what do we got? That's your move, by the way.
Yeah.
So while we're doing this, what do we got that might interest some people? We got coming up, we got...
Radio show?
Yeah. What's up with that, dude? Funny, yeah. Tell everybody about the In the Mix with 3 X's.
In the Mix.
In the Mix. X.
You know, it's interesting that some of the social media accounts thought we were porn accounts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like Instagram was.
How did that approach you? They were trying to ban you?
They just wouldn't let us.
Oh, because of the XXX. That's so messed up, dude.
So, we're going to have to. But it's actually going really surprisingly well. The response that we've gotten from artists like yourself that come on to be like support. You know, it's cool to have an avenue to now spread this electronic dance music platform.
Yeah.
That hasn't really been had in San Diego in a way that we're producing it, which is with a lot of focus on talent. You know, like actually, we're getting support from big names.
Yeah.
Cool. And being able to also bring on some not as big names.
And you were telling me before, like, what's your background and association with like getting in some of those, like you had Laid Back Boot, mm-hmm. did the mix the night that mine was on.
Right.
Like, what's some of your history again with how those kind of connections, the relationships are there?
Yeah, well, this is now my fifth radio show that I've been involved in the last 13, 12 years.
Okay.
It's been like from Z90, Energy, More FM, and then also with Ultra's radio show.
All here in San Diego?
Out of San Diego.
Yeah.
Back some things out. Yeah, those are all San Diego. And it's always been nice to bring people in and do that. But I was always the side host or co-host. And now this one that I'm being able to produce myself.
Right.
I'm bringing in contacts and friends that I've made through the magazine work that I've done, or like write-ups or
yeah.
TV work or TV interviews I do for NBC and stuff. And so, like now it's all, I'm just being able to bring this radio platform to all the people that talk to that person in the past. Somehow, one way or another, helped me and I've helped them.
Well, I'm in check.
You are? Sorry, check.
It's getting heavy here, folks. It's getting heavy. Might be the shortest show ever. Closing in on me, man.
Oh, he's trying to make me kill myself.
Sometimes these chats and interviews have gone on for like hours.
Oh really?
Yeah. But we have a chess limitation today.
Yeah, we're gonna have to grab a beer. This podcast game. We're gonna have to grab a beer. One. Testing. I don't know how long it's gonna go. That's pretty cool stuff right here. Crystal Meth is West. That's actual vinyl.
The vinyl box set is actually down there of theirs, but that is, I did three remixes for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those two at the top, one is I did the three remixes for them off their Crystal Method album, the most recent one, and that was cool. The songs, man, it was like 3 years ago, so the songs were one was with Dia Frampton that they did. They basically collabed with a bunch of vocalists and then did the music.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. Leanne Rimes was one of the ones, wow. The country star. And then Frankie Perez is one of the other vocalists. And then that Dub Pistols one is, they're the big UK band. Mm-hmm. And that song, Kill a Sound, they did remixes for that. That was like 2016. Yeah. And I just did one for that, but they liked it a lot as well, and it was a lot of fun, man. So those are like my two, like, I would say biggest reasons that I like, to me, like, the Dub Pistols are almost like the Crystal Method of the UK. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could argue maybe the Prodigy is, but, in the same zone, yeah. But
That's cool.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Over here. It's your turn.
Already?
Yeah, I'm here. So the reason you couldn't find parking is because apparently there's football going on today.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's mayhem. What's going on today for football?
I haven't followed. What the Chargers traders.
So Duck Dive is that far right on the corner, right? So they've got some big game. I could hear them screaming every like 10 minutes. And so when that happens, there's like zero parking there.
Yeah.
Note to future guests, if you drive over here, well, I'm trying to park on Sunday.
I totally forgot.
It's the worst on Sunday.
Sunday's actually worse than nighttime.
If it's football Sunday,
yeah,
that's the craziest time there is here, with the exception of like 4th of July.
Did not move.
Oh yeah,
the air will do now.
Dude, I think you improperly used this piece,
because these are
the horseshoes.
Right?
It's a horse, but I don't. Yeah. But how did it get here?
You were right here, right?
Yeah, but it can only move
right here.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you pulled them all the way over.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah, I got them. All right, dude. Oh, we might have a replay here.
replay.
Oh! Is anybody watching that?
Oh!
That's one viewer. Who is that? One viewer. Little Miss Downtown Willow?
Yeah, you live in the house. He's got his
Instagram
feed going.
Nice.
Chair. We got it going.
Yeah, multiple got guys. Facebook, YouTube, and we got filters on it too. Oh, you look so fly with those glasses. Yeah. You look so like Texas Cup. It's like big.
Did you have some overlay on it? What I need to do this year is like up the game a little bit and try to find some sponsors. Probably like I should just go to probably the bars that are like on my block.
Yeah. I'm bring over some
beer. Well, I'm definitely gonna start I'm definitely gonna start doing like a mix I don't know if we call it a mix show.
Podcast mix show.
I'm just gonna add some DJ mixes to the mix, so to speak. Because back to the point about originally why I started doing this. First place 38 episodes ago because like I was traveling so much and going so many places and I'd be there like a day or two. Occasionally I'd get to stay a couple days, hang out, meet people, just go do some fun stuff in their area, but usually it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well man, that kind of sucks, because then I was just like sometimes it would vibe really well and then not ever really see the person again.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me start doing this. And I was a huge fan before of like podcasts for years and years, and then I got into like Joe Rogan's and others that are more like that, mm-hmm. rather than just the pure news ones.
Yeah.
You know, or like a tech show or music producer like tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I was like, that's cool. But like I said, that was like 2 years and 38 episodes ago. So I don't know why we just kept doing it, you know, and it's been a lot of fun, man. There's been some really fun episodes, like some real cracks, and then there's been some that are kind of dry, you know, like maybe everyone's hungover or just is the vibes kind of hard because maybe people aren't in So but all that for me has been part of like the whole experience of it. So if you're asking like what was the goal, like that, if there was a goal, that was the only goal, was like to keep it technically simple, mm-hmm. so there wasn't a lot of pre or post production work, and to keep it like just
raw,
you know, like it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Like people who usually listen to this, they're gonna stop this episode and be like, dude, what are they doing? Like, this is the worst conversation ever. Oh, they're playing chess. I see. Yeah. You know, like,
and maybe they'll go watch the YouTube instead.
Is it my turn?
Same with this one.
That's why I had to ask again. I was like, did you leave that sitting there wide open for me?
He actually fell for it.
Oh, yeah.
He fell for it.
Now he's gonna come in and damage me. We got the strategist DJ. We got the strategist DJ ideal. That's what I got for you, buddy.
Open your mouth, boy.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Yeah. I'll bring a good time. Come on.
Go for it, dude.
No, you're about to come to there. Where are you playing at?
I don't know. I'm planning the next San Francisco show. That one will be in late March. So I'm just getting into starting to plan. Like, we're going to do these juice night out parties.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of more important to doing the actual gigs is putting out the releases. Yeah. They're just going to kind of be like, not like the whole night will be that sound, but just the vibe a little bit, you know, like just do the releases kind of branded with the parties.
Yeah,
that's my goal this year, to do those things. There'll be other gigs too, especially when like summer starts heating up and all that stuff, but mostly right now is to like go back to any cities where I've played that the parties were probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
And San Francisco hands down has always been the best for me. Definitely. In the US. Vancouver's good too, but not nice. But yeah.
That's cool.
So we're gonna kick it off there. And my friend DJ Shuey, who's a mainstay there in San Francisco, is the one that I usually put those together, mm-hmm. with at the
they're ones that, that I've part of the promotion. And then there's others that played there, but different crews and promoters.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we're going to do. So that'll be, yeah, it'll come way faster than it seems.
March, huh?
Yeah, it'll be, I think, March. It's either the last weekend of March or the next last. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to come up quick.
It always does, because we like, you know, we like try to promote, like get it going like 2 months ahead. So pretty soon here, we'll have
that stuff up. All right. San Francisco people.
So yeah, I'm gonna try to do like four. The goal of is like 4 to 6 of those this year. We'll probably do one in San Diego. You know, it's just, you know, gotta just depends on how the dates work out.
Yeah, we're gonna start prepping for Miami too, which I guess around the same time, huh? End of March.
Yeah, I won't go down there. I didn't go last year either. There's just too much else going on.
Mm-hmm. Hope you got your own party.
You went. So, are you going to go down there by any chance?
Or is that Lady like, Verse?
Yeah. Lady Verse, what up? Are you going to Miami? Or
yeah.
The thing for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been the last few years? Or?
Shit, dude. I've been going the last 12 years, 11 years.
Oh, no. Wow.
That was my 13th year.
Okay. Year. I mean, I've been a bunch, probably 10 times. But yeah, last year, this year, not gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is like, the as far as conferences go, I don't know what they're gonna do with West Coast Weekender this year here. It's not at the same time, but obviously that is to my knowledge, that's the only even close to conference thing that's here in San Diego.
Yeah, it is
within UDM or whatever, right?
Sure.
So hopefully,
and the one that's survived.
Yeah, and I've spoken on those panels and played at it at Ventier, so I haven't talked to Oscar or any of the folks involved with it yet, but hopefully they continue to make it grow. So hopefully it'd be nice if the conference part of it would grow a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure they want to. I don't have any inside information, but I'm sure they have that in mind.
Yeah,
I think that they could do
real progress.
Well.
Yeah,
I think they could do real well with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with the one in Miami either, but it's definitely
it's been dwindling.
It's been dwindling. Certain the conference part is almost dead. You know, EDM Biz is a really good one. I have
that stopped too.
Yeah. Did they stop it? Really?
Yeah. Huh. I think like making it like, hey, that conference
wasn't. Oh, really?
That's just my speculation.
Well, you know, it's funny. I didn't see any promo on it, which you usually see in
the house.
So I was like, oh.
It's past really didn't even have it.
It wasn't?
No.
I didn't go last year.
Yeah.
So that's dead.
Yeah, but that's why, you know, that's why I like the West Coast Weekender. Everything that they've been doing. Really nice.
Yeah. Well, and it's right here, man. It's like in our backyard. You don't have to go anywhere.
Well, that is a nice thing.
So, yeah, I just moved like 5 blocks from here. Mm-hmm. I lived over by Bonds, Trader Joe's,
cool.
on Garnett before, and so I moved back like a block from the beach. I'm pretty stoked about that. Got nice work.
Which is going on right now.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. What's going on is Wes Smith King is on the run. the struggle is
King
the struggle running. Is real for his king. So this is not going to end well, folks.
Well,
sorry, fans.
Yeah, love for PB, huh?
Yeah.
Miss Downtown Santa says parks for PB.
Sweet.
Oh, am I saying that right?
I was supposed to surf this morning, and it didn't happen because I went out last night a whit too late.
Where'd you go?
I was hanging out with my friend Genevieve over at went over to we went over to
cute matching Christmas outfit.
That's right. She's my Christmas outfit.
Yeah.
Awesome Christmas outfit, mate. We went to over to Costa Brava, which is one of my favorite spots here and you know, it's just a lot like sangria and real kind of a well, as authentic as we can get in BB for Spanish.
We also have tapas. Mexican food? Is that even?
No. But it's Spanish. It's Spanish, you know, tapas and that kind of stuff. But, you know, that
she didn't drink red wine. I didn't know that. So then I had to drink the pitcher myself. Sangria. And she'd never been over to the Silver Fox, so we went over there, and that's a mainstay. Anybody listening, that Silver Fox is like, if you come to PB, you know, like, you got to go to Silver Fox.
Yeah. Depends on what time of night or day in the morning.
In fact, you can go anytime you want. I think they open at 6 a.m. Yeah, totally.
Not that I would know. I would.
Oh, man, I've crawled through there my share of times. Stay classy, San Diego. I took this, whatever was there. My King's making moves, yo.
Whiskey, huh?
King's making moves.
Oh, yeah. I want to help quick develop.
Destroy me? So not cool, man.
Should I say chime again?
See that?
This is such a revival from my last performance.
It's serious, bro. Rook gone. Ideal got all excited about getting close to the king.
Hey,
dude, your strategy was going awesome.
I gotta admit,
you were like a few moves ahead. You got excited like someone chasing the cryptocurrency run.
Yeah,
and it bit you, dude. It doesn't mean you aren't still gonna win. I'm just saying.
No, we're getting there.
That was sloppy, though.
We're getting there.
I'm just saying.
That was my intended kill.
Right.
I totally forgot what I was about.
Yeah. Now he's turning red.
No. I think there's a filter for that.
He lost his pawn. He's turning red.
Like.
What was I gonna ask? What's your favorite venue in San Diego to play at? That Hard Rock thing I went and saw y'all at was space is a little weird.
Oh, the 207?
I mean, it's really a bar.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's got a great sound system.
Yeah, it's a great sound system. Yeah.
I guess it was, yeah. It's a
lounge bar?
Okay.
Lounge club?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why it felt more like a bar, which is like a lot of the places in San Diego. You know, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a good crowd for a bit, and then, like, actually, it packed, and it does feel like a bar.
Yeah.
Musically, that's way different.
Sound system was good, though.
Yeah.
It was like a charity thing, right? Like, it was obviously, they were obviously just trying to keep people dancing and happy and drinking.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Favorite venue.
But that's the only club they have there at Hard Rock, is that right?
No.
Well, they have the upstairs.
They have upstairs. They have where they do the intervention party.
Yeah. They're at the top.
Yeah. And they have also have an ambient night at the hall.
I thought they had a club there. Like a bigger night, I may be thinking the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
The monster in Vegas.
Woo!
Okay.
But yeah. they do set up this like big hall that's probably 1,000 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they basically use it as a multi-use thing.
Five areas. So that's the 207, that hall, might come to come by the wrong. The pool area upstairs.
Dude's all talking, holding his phone, trying to Instagram.
I killed your little buddy over here.
Oh, you took my little man.
Yeah.
We're back now.
Oh, it's about to get real.
Yeah, this is.
See, how real is that?
I'm sure I'm in bad shape here. I'm not really paying enough attention to calculate the depth of trouble that I'm in right now.
Chickity check. Chickity check. Damn. So actually, to ask your question as far as favorite venue to play in San Diego.
Yeah, back to that.
You know, we talked about Basement earlier. Basement's been a really fun one. Stingray was fun. I haven't played that Omni yet. Underground one.
Stingray's not there anymore, is it?
No.
That's the Omni now.
Yeah. Like underground spots. They've been coming up with some cool random warehouses and like Rufio Really underground.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I don't know.
Is like, it no longer underground? Yeah. Like, don't say where it is.
Okay, you want to talk about commercial underground?
I don't know. Was it what?
You want to talk about commercial underground?
What is that? Please.
This term that I've been throwing.
Educate me on the ideal terms.
So,
commercial underground.
Commercial underground, yeah.
Does that just mean it's secret, but you're playing commercial music? Shit.
No, it's, I mean, you know, it's. Without hurting people's feelings, right? It's about accepting the reality that the underground is no longer underground. So we have techno artists that are headlining.
Is this still a discussion?
It is, actually. People know, yeah. The fact that EDM is a genre,
right.
Used to be an underground sound that now is on fucking commercials and.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's kids out there that have Deadmau5 plush dolls. They go to bed.
Yeah.
That's underground.
By the way, I speaking of Deadmau5, I subscribe to that.
The
whole masterclass thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't even go for the Deadmau5 one. You know, mm-hmm. That had come out a while ago. Mm-hmm. I actually was going to go and watch some of the ones on like Robert De Niro and just shit that has nothing
to do. Whole.
Well, I was going to, like, one or two caught my attention. Uh-huh. Like, one of them was like maybe Chef Emeril and something else. And I don't even really, I mean, I cook, but I don't really want. It's not like I wanted to watch. I just wanted to watch it. I thought it'd be interesting to watch someone with that level of notoriety just teach something.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to watch one of the acting ones and then the cooking one. And when I went to the site, it was like Black Friday or something. Cause like Black Friday is when I buy, like, do all my software buys and updates for music stuff. Cause as you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Deals, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can get like the Platinum Waves bundle like 60% off, like madness, you know. So I just go do all the re-ups like at that time. So I went to the masterclass thing and they were running this crazy thing, man. It was like the price of the whole annual pass was unlimited everything, you know, access to all the classes was like 1.5 times the cost of just one.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if this is an error or what. Yeah. Bye. So I got it. So I haven't started watching them yet, but I'm pretty psyched. There's some cool shit on there, man.
Yeah.
I just started looking through, now that I had it, I started looking through all the shit they've got. It's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot.
So I will watch the Deadmau5 one, I think.
Not just the Deadmau5 one. I haven't gotten through it yet, but I actually produced in the way where it's made, And the community seems to be pretty strong behind it.
Wow.
You haven't opened it?
No, you want to open it?
Why haven't I opened it? How long have you had it?
Forever. Just found it. I'm not concerned about it. Like, it's going to be, you think it's worth more than $17? I deal just found my Yo Gabba Gabba toy from Kid Robot. And it's a DJ Lance Rock.
DJ Lance Rock.
Kid Robot toy. And I haven't opened it. Maybe we should, like, before we open it, maybe we should like eBay this shit and see what it's worth. I wonder. Like, I'll look real quick. Yeah, that's a good idea before we unbox it.
Yeah.
You know how people are about their toys, dude. If you unbox it, they'll be like, what? Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it is.
Yes, I killed this little guy right here.
Right. Killed them all. See, if I did that, that'd be dumb.
Getting to that fun spot. Or,
so what's this thing called? Yo, it's called the Kid Robot.
Yo, Gabba
Kid
Gabba.
Robot. DJ Lance. Rock.
Oh, you have a wireless charger, huh?
Oh yeah, dude. That new iPhone 10 is a jam.
You have it?
$20, man.
What?
It's $20.
Oh, it's gone up in $20. It's gone up in
value. So the original price on the box literally says $17.
So plus tax, that's
20. I got it as a gift. So who knows how long ago? And here it is on eBay for $20
and
plus $6.95 shipping.
Okay, so it's lost.
So it's safe to say we don't even actually have to open it because here's a picture of what it looks like. So we'll just save ourselves. And we don't have to open it.
That's what's in it. That's what you're surprised.
I don't think so. That's what's in there. No, this isn't a blind box. No, this isn't a blind box. I have some of
I got blind box.
You want a blind box stuff?
Why do you just have kid robots?
Oh, dude, I have bad shit in here.
What?
Yeah.
Dude,
The Android. Look, dust on the box, but.
So this is a chess intermission.
Beat your heart out, kids.
Wow, look at you, fancy man.
The mini collectible series. But check it out, dude.
What is going on here?
Yeah, I just one of my girlfriends used to be one of my girlfriends used to she still works in she works in a TV show business. She produces shows.
Cool.
In New York, and so she was really into these kind of things. But then, man, you can open it.
Oh my God.
It's blind box.
Oh my God.
That's gonna be my new thing for guests.
This is the option. This is the option, right?
Huh?
More over here.
Yeah.
Which one would it be? That's kind of a Pokemon. Yeah. Is it your turn? Yeah, it is your turn.
It is my turn.
Yeah, open.
We just have to start. There's a clearing house going on now.
Oh. Oh. Look at that.
Distract him with toys. Well, one of the nice things about me moving all into this space is that I found all the stuff that I like.
That you had
stored. Well, it's partly why I got rid of the other half, because I knew it was just a lot of stuff that I didn't need. Like, I had basically moved a bunch of stuff from when I lived in New York in there, and yeah, and I just knew it was like paying for that. Just be like this shit. So I had muscle up in December and paying for the shit.
Yeah, that's a pretty big experience to just throw away shit.
Transformational? Cathartic? Is that what it is? I'm sure that's the wrong word.
Like you're dead.
I think you'd be just dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I recently had a wipe out.
It's Sunday, and I had a rough night last night.
Oh, so that's an excuse.
No, not the chess. There's no excuses on chess. Zero. But my vocabulary could be lacking. Damn. All
right, listen.
All right, anyway.
Did you move?
Nope.
I just moved it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Pretty good chess. All right, see what we got here. Oh boy.
Oh dude, you got a red one. I forget what parts move. Any parts move?
The arms?
Maybe the head turns?
It might pop out.
Break it. That's all you did.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish my little stomach. I have a Ryu. I have a
Don't forget your cup. I moved.
Dude, this
guy forgot his cup. This party he played. By the way, thanks for playing that.
That was fun.
It was a fun day. It was slow, but it was definitely nice weather. It was an awesome
spot.
View of the park.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you got to do it.
I was too. I don't think there'll ever be another party there. Ever. At Campland. Just for the record, in case anyone didn't know, we actually had a party at Campland.
Yeah, right on the water.
Right on the water. Amazing. And we were banging away, and nobody liked it.
Yeah.
Everybody was upset.
There was some families came
there,
out.
There was definitely a few, right?
Buy
we might have had 20 people total, throughout the day, not including DJs.
Yeah,
and help.
No.
So like maybe 30 or so total. Yeah. It was a beautiful day, absolutely beautiful day, beautiful setting.
Yeah, I'm glad I got
the campers were not happy campers.
No, not one of them.
Yeah, and that may be the only time I'll ever use that phrase. They were not happy campers.
Literally, yeah.
Do you watch a lot of documentaries?
When I can, typically if I'm traveling.
Yeah. I love them. I'm hooked. I went back and got hooked on this American Experience one. It was the PBS, Public Broadcasting System. PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was about 4 seasons of it, but I don't have enough time to sit down and watch them all.
Yeah.
As fast as I want to, they're so addicting.
Problem.
They're great, man. They cover all these just wild times in American history. Everything from gay rights movements and polio vaccination and Jim Crow laws going away, just all these really intense and the sort of pivotal discussion points that we see still in social media, you know, like getting, you know, getting people really motivated and passionate about one side or the other of a certain topic, like, because we see all those things super amplified in social media nowadays, right? And it's really sensitive for a lot of people, as it should be. But then to go see, like, someone like PS to basically cover, you know, the original sort of origin of those topics in a way that really sheds a lot of light on.
Right. They're using their power.
Yeah, it sheds a lot of light on these issues. More interesting to consume in that way, rather than the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't keep, I can't keep my head together with all the opinions. So, especially if I kind of really have
you guys have some solid.
Yeah, I get you. I don't know about you, but that shit gets me anxious, man. I'll start reading it, and I don't even really have, like, I'm not even polarized in terms of what I even think. I don't even know what I think yet. I'm just watching all the different, like, fervor, and I'm like, oh, dude, that makes me anxious. Just to be like, scrolling through that shit, like, put down.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so it's kind of nice process, to get an hour or an hour and a half, you know,
take it in.
Sort of, well, like, it's just you.
Yeah.
You know, without all the chatter. Yeah.
I did go.
Check me.
I checked you. Chickadee check. Faster. We're going to talk about this cup. Oh, so this cup has actually traveled a lot more than a lot.
This one? Yeah, this one. Oh, yeah. Oh, that one?
Yeah, that one.
That one? Nice.
Yeah, it's the cups. I lost it in Canada when I got it back. I lost it in Vegas when I got it back. I lost it with you and I got it back.
Yeah. Almost didn't stop. Seriously, that day when you were like, I'll come get it, I was like, oh, because I had it. I knew I had it for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I wanted
to. Then I got this condo that I was going to move to.
Right.
And so, like, I still have the lease on my apartment for a few more months. So I just been really lazy about doing the move.
Mm-hmm.
And, not gonna end well, kids. This is a very limited situation.
Uncle Wes is going down.
As you listen to this audio a week from now, you must come back and just fast forward to like the 1 hour mark of the video and watch the punishment that ensues.
Bam.
This is just disgusting. Ooh, it's like when the cat starts to slide down a pole and you can't. All you can do is try to distract the person from knife in further.
Harder and harder.
I'm surprised the guy's even still afloat.
Well, it's so much nicer to just like wipe everybody out.
Yeah. If you want to see modern day police brutality.
Hey, the Mexican got the lead.
It's going down, dude. You got the jump. You got the jump on the white. You got the jump on the white guy. Yeah. Oh, dude.
This is
brutal.
I think it's like 2 minutes.
What? Hey, we're done, boy.
Wes is trying to like stay alive.
He's a fighter. He's a fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Keep on keeping on, dude. I'm going to come back here and stalemate your ass. Is what's going to happen?
Oh, buddy, buddy.
I wonder if this is allowed.
No, so I can kill you. No, you can't move that because I can kill you.
You can't stalemate, though? That may be a stalemate. Hold on.
No,
let's
but then
see.
I can move.
Let's
look
it up.
I can kill you there.
I can put you in check. Oh, true. You could.
No, I can
you
kill
could,
you right there.
You can take yourself out of check by killing me.
Yeah.
So that's not allowed.
No.
So I have to do something like.
Over here.
Bullshit, dude. He gets a piece at the bitter end, dude. At the bitter end, the man will die. The man will not die. He's not going down. It's not going to be easy for you, son.
that's it.
No, wait. I'm not in check.
You are in check.
No. By who?
The queen.
I'm not in check.
I mean, when you move there.
I can't. It's a stalemate. You stalemated me. Ah, we died.
No, you can move here.
No, I can't. I can't move here. I would be in check. I can't move there. I'd be in check. I can't move there. I can't move there. And I can't move there. It's a stalemate. Tie. Oh, witness! Got cocky, dude. Got cocky. Go ahead and document it and ask anyone you know what that is right there. Do we need to zoom in on it? I mean,
oh, it's zoomed in. It's like zoom.
Oh, on your Instagram, if you zoomed in. Yeah. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to stalemate. I have a feeling you allowed me to do this, folks.
No, I didn't.
You want to know how to lose it? You want to know how to basically lose at chess to DJ Ideal and then pull out a Hail Mary and have a.
I might have delayed it for the game. Is it there?
I can't.
You walked a little. Like,
I can't tell you how surprised I am and satisfied at the same time that's how that ended. I honestly didn't see that, and I was like, because had I gone over here when I could have. Then you and I would have been done when I was right here, like when I tried to do that.
Yeah.
Instead, I came back
and you killed that dude. Yeah.
And here we are.
There's a dude. Yeah.
Cool, thank dude. You, well, we'll wrap it up. What? Anything else you want to tell anybody? Anything else you want to tell anybody before we check out of here?
No. Just check out social medias.
Where can they find you?
Everywhere.
Where can they find you?
DJIDEAL. Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. Yeah, YouTube.
Cool, man. My stuff.
Pornhub.
Yeah, you know, at It's West Smith Yo everywhere. New website, I would say, I should say that at the end, but new website is up, but launching, probably built out this week. I've got a couple things coming up. I got the Juice Night Out first EP to come out, 4 tracks. That'll come out in 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks. And that'll get us into our releases for the year again. That'll be the first release of the year.
Yeah.
And then, we will, and by the way, thanks to anybody still listening or listening in the future for all of last year, man. It was awesome.
Yeah,
we had cool. 28 or 29 releases. All the artists, you know, Beat Breaker was the most recent, so got him on top of my mind. Ground Score from Canada. DJ Fix had a remix or two in there that did real well. Beef Freak out of Germany.
Cool.
Always like his stuff. And a few others. I just can't roll them off the tongue right now.
Yeah.
We had stuff chart top 10 Beatport across 5 different genres, which was really awesome.
Yeah.
That was intentional to try to do that instead of being just in the breaks thing. Still, though, some really good ones. And probably
how do you like
the highest
that?
Ranking in breaks.
How do you like making your label genre broad?
I love it.
Yeah, that's how I
love it. I just don't think I can't come up with a good reason to not just put out, you know, small labels they're just so largely essentially the tastes of a couple people that are working at the label.
Yeah.
So why, you know, I mean, none of us that work around it are really into, for example, Big Room Trance.
Right.
So you're probably not going to hear that.
Yeah.
Not that we don't like it, but
right.
if it got sent to us, none of us are just really into it. So we probably wouldn't put it out.
Yeah.
If we thought it was a really great song, we'd probably try to push them to someone we know that does release that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that would be the only reason it's not, you know, a bad or good thing. So I like it.
Yeah.
I think it just shows that, like, I think it just shows my taste change and evolve. And I think it shows that the people that I work with, Colin and Kelly, some of the artists, right?
Yeah.
Some of the guys that are on their 4th or 5th or 6th release with us over the last 3, 4, 5 years, you know, they might do 1 a year, 2 a year, something like that. But even how their styles have changed, so I like that a lot.
Cool. You can show the evolution.
Yeah, I like that a lot, you know. And then some just stop doing music, and you know, it is what it is, and then add some new ones. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I like that. And I think this year we'll probably see. I don't know if I myself will do as much of the glitch hop stuff. Like, I was really loving that shit for like 15 and 16.
Really? Glitch hop.
That, like, people, a lot of people don't know, but like, my best selling track is Hip Hop Won't Stop. Huh. It's a glitch hop track. Yeah. 110 beats per minute. Yeah, that track, hands down, has had more plays worldwide than anything else I've ever done. Yeah. That's a straight up glitch hop. Yeah. There's no house, no brakes, no nothing about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things where I guess partly why I was saying this to you and like with the variety with your stuff and your label, one of the things I find interesting about that is that you reach so many different people.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not like the glitch hop purists are gonna come over and like the house music with you. And I don't expect that.
But it's exposing.
And it's not why we do it.
Right.
You know, we do it because it's just the tastes of whoever's involved.
Yeah. I mean, business wise, though, like for us, you know, like with Dhaka Records, to have been able to have right now remixers from like Brazil, Europe, Australia, Asia, London, Mexico.
But I definitely think there's some crossover.
It helps crossover and it broadens that brand awareness.
My guess is 5%, 10%. What do you think?
As far
crossover.
As crossover?
Yeah, like if you
there's more now. I
think more.
A lot more. Especially like, you know, like I like going out with the younger audience as well. Like going out to those parties. Just like how I think you're one of those people that you went to the party back in the day in rooms. You'd go between
the sounds like that, I'm sure.
That's how I think it is.
The multi room, multi genre parties.
I think there'd be it's because of the EDM factor where you kind of clumped it all into one.
Yeah.
They like it all.
I agree. This is why, like, several years ago, I just stopped, like, as much as I could consciously stopped using genres to describe something. I'd much rather describe an artist, you know, and maybe all that person does is pure breaks.
Yeah.
Fine. But I don't really feel like I need to use the term. I'd rather talk about the artist.
Yeah.
And if they come on here, if they want to talk about that, that's cool.
That's because you have a
that's
voice
part of
there,
their
right,
branding.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't mind that. I'm not going to sit there and say, don't use it. But I just find it, limiting. If I talk about somebody else and I use genres to describe them, I feel like I'm limiting them.
You're putting them into a box.
Yeah. And I don't want to do that, you know? So
but as a brand, you almost have to be a bit of a box sometimes.
Well, and we are, and you guys are. I mean, people may know you for these four or five things.
Right.
Right. So that's, I guess, the example I was giving, right? No one's gonna mistakenly be like, oh yeah, Juice, the trance guy. Like that's what I'm saying. That ain't gonna happen. It's just not part of what we're gonna do.
Correct.
You know, there's other places for that. But they could very easily have four or five different things.
All right, so you were talking about glitch and somebody's saying here that it's true, but unfortunately glitch hasn't been getting booked. So you make
Well, I don't think any genres get booked. That goes back to the genre thing.
So
I don't think genres get booked.
Yeah.
I think which is why I like to talk about artists. Them, you know, and including when they're here, because the artist is going to get booked. The artist is who you're going to, like, you're going to, I think, when I'm a fan of music, like, not talking about my own work or the business side of it, when I'm talking about being a fan of other people's music, and I want to go to a party or whatever, like, I go because in some way, maybe I feel like I follow this person in their social media, and maybe I feel like I know a little bit about them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
That the music is the reason I'm going to go because of what I expect to hear.
Right.
But there is also a connection to the person, not to the genre they play.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to, if Carl Cox comes through town and he's this legend of whatever, 30 what odd years of being in techno and whatever, I'm going to go because I want to hear him play. But at the same time, if I've heard about this guy and liked the things I've heard for 10 years, you know, and now there's this opportunity. Like, I'm not going to go to the party because it's a techno party. Because there's other techno parties, if that was my interest or concern.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I think that, like, there's definitely nothing wrong with following a genre.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely nothing wrong with liking that or even being purist to it. That's fine. But I think there's an extra piece of the fan part of, fun part of being a fan, which is associated to whatever it is you think about the person. The artist, right? And it's different for different people.
Yeah,
why they like
connection.
That person.
Yeah.
But I think for everybody, that takes it up a notch.
Yeah.
It's
that's
like
why
whatever
the
connection
morals
you feel like you have with the music. With the person.
That's like the musical morals, what I was saying. Like they connect to it in such a different way, where it's the artist or it's the sound or it's their pure side that is that connection to that.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, that's just
it
what
is.
We do as humans.
It's great.
No, I think it's a great thing. I think it's part of what keeps. You know, among the marketing and the advertising and all that, it's part of what keeps a lot of this probably going, I think, is that there's always that like you can categorize things to death.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, in good or bad ways.
Right.
You can do all the containering, but at the end of the day, especially if you're talking like longevity, you know, if you're a young person listening and you want to do forever or whatever the trade is, it's like that is, you know, of course, if you do great things and of course if you become famous and of course all that will give more longevity in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're not, you know, in the PM category and you just want to keep doing what you're doing for a very long time and stay relevant,
yeah,
you know, then I think that the person you are does play a big role,
yeah,
in that. Because over time, quite people can kind of be like, oh yeah, right, like I remember when that dude, you hear it all the time, like people talk about like some like Freak Nasty, they'll be like, oh, I remember when that dude did, you know, like all breaks, and then he was doing drum and bass, and then I guess dubstep or vice versa, yeah, and then, you know, and he's got like a pretty large following now where he does like yoga
and
he does yoga with music.
I didn't know that.
Go check him out, dude. He's like crushing the yoga scene.
Wow.
Yeah, go Google.
He's crushing the yoga.
Yeah, go Google Freak Nasty, because I'm sure he still does the headbanging stuff too.
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't know if it's him and his girlfriend or wife or who, but I've seen him several times in different things where he's like got like 250 people, man, doing yoga. Like he doesn't do the instruction, he plays music.
Yeah.
And I think he's making a lot of that music.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. I mean, you know, but just check it out for yourself.
I will.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's cool.
That is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's interesting because I really don't know any of the details of it, but as an example, that's a way where he probably evolved as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know personally, but maybe he was into yoga or got into it or whatever and saw the opportunity to do two things he loves, and he's making that work.
Yeah.
And so like that persona thing, like from my perspective, I think that's really interesting. So if there was a show where he was in San Diego, or like the couple times I've seen him at some of the festivals,
yeah,
where I might have played somewhere, but then he was there doing something else, I'll make a point to go over there because I just think that's interesting,
yeah,
right? I probably wouldn't do that if someone just said, oh, there's a DJ playing with the yoga session.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm going to go surf.
Right.
But, right? But it connects it. Yeah, it's cool. I don't know. I think that's really interesting.
That's
interesting
cool
stuff. So, man.
Well,
and so we covered music, we covered some events, covered all the stuff, I think. And
yeah.
And I don't even know, period.
Yeah.
Let's go have a beer, dude.
Yeah, let's do
let's
that.
Wrap it and go have a beer. Thanks, right, everybody. Stay classy, yo.
Yeah, thanks for
coming
in. Some fun people there.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, Tatiana.
Tatiana, what's up?